For the first time in Olympic alpine skiing history, two gold medals have been awarded in an event. Swiss skier Dominique Giessen and Tina Maza of Slovenia tied for the women's downhill at Sochi Olympics. As KTOO's Rosemary Alexander reports, a former downhill Olympian, Juno's Hillary Lind, has been watching the games and recalling some of her experiences.
Absolutely incredible!
To the average television viewer, the Olympics are often about the incredible. But to an athlete who spends years and years preparing for that Olympic moment, it's all about the possible. Hillary Lind was 18 when she qualified for the 1988 Olympics in Calgary, Alberta. She'd been on the U.S. ski team full-time for 2 years, racing World Cup events in North America and Europe. She'd already won a U.S. downhill and the World Junior downhill title.
Nothing is quite like the Olympics.
It's a place where great expectations can turn into big disappointments. For Lind, Calgary was a place to learn.
You know, people would say, go for the gold. I was taking them seriously when I really had no business, you know, thinking that that was possible.
At that point, the best she'd placed in a World Cup race was ninth. The Olympics were a lot of pressure for a teenager, and she says not a lot of fun.
I just felt like everyone was expecting me to have some miracle thing happen. So I was thinking that that might happen, and it's just not very realistic. So I learned a lot.
She learned she could enjoy the Olympics, meet other athletes, and still concentrate on her event.
The other aspect of it was to focus on the actual skiing instead of the potential outcome. And that's something that really served me for the rest of my career.
4 years later, she was ready for the 1992 Olympics in Albertville, France. Hillary Lind won the silver medal in the women's downhill because she says she was focused on her skiing and not on the result. She calls it being right there in the moment.
If there was any distraction with thoughts about what a possible result would be, it wouldn't have happened. You know, the minute you start thinking about an outcome, you are not doing your best anymore.
During that race, Lind says, winning a medal wasn't a thought in her mind. And when she discovered she'd come in second, she had a private moment behind her face mask.
That split second where, you know, nobody could see your face necessarily, and it was just me realizing what I'd done, that was the coolest thing. Before, you know, it was an external celebration, it was an internal one.
In her 11 years of professional racing, including 3 Olympics, Lind trained in all events but concentrated on downhill. In a sport where races are won by hundredths of a second, she won the silver medal, 3 World Cup downhill championships, and had 27 top 10 finishes. She says she had a training plan for every year, aimed at reaching her best performance when it counted the most. After she retired from professional ski racing, Hillary Lind completed her bachelor's and master's degrees, helped coach future Olympians, and 3 years ago moved back to Juneau. She works for the Alaska Department of Transportation, and she and her husband Jody McCutcheon have an 8-year-old daughter. You can see mom, daughter, and a number of other youngsters skiing together on weekends at Eagle Crest Ski Area. In Juneau, I'm Rosemary Alexander.